I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling. Wake up, wake up. She says, wake up, wake up. Listen, listen. Listen, listen. May the rivers all run free. May the mountains be unspoiled. May the air be pure. May the trees grow up tall. May the earth be shared by all. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling. Wake up, wake up. She says, wake up, wake up. Listen, listen. Listen, listen. May the rivers all run free. May the mountains be unspoiled. May the air be pure. May the trees grow up tall. May the earth be shared by all. May the air be pure. May the trees grow up tall. May the earth be shared by all.
Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar. And before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to share a few announcements with you about what's going on this winter of 2020-2021 in the Womb Centered Healing Temple. So as you may be aware, the Herbal Womb Wellness Workbook is soon to be published and available. It will be published on Lulu, and we will be I'll be making it available to those who purchase the workbook to join me for monthly circle calls in sort of a book club format. It'll be fairly ongoing. There are many options for getting involved with working with this wonderful workbook, some more in depth than others. There will be a 13-week more intensive course to go with the workbook. And of course, the workbook is included in the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship Program. And all of these other courses and circle calls are included in that program as well. Speaking of the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship Program, I'm also making it available sort of a la carte, if you will, because there are 8 phases in the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship that go throughout the course of a 13-month program. But each phase is a standalone program of about a month to 6 weeks. There's one phase that's, I think, more like 7 or 8 weeks. And so keep an eye out on the website. The phases include pre-birthing, which is another term for ancestral healing, rebirthing, which is the phase that we're in now at the time of recording this, December 2020. The next one will be remothering, and the following one will be coming of age. And then there will be a creative fertility and a creative partnership phase. And then there's the enchantress phase and the wise one phase. So if you're interested in any of this, I encourage you to visit wombcenteredhealing.com, the Womb Centered Healing Temple website, and check out, look at all the different options in the menu, and reach out to me if you would like to join us for any of these offerings. All right, that's all for now. I encourage you to enjoy this episode, and until next time. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and I have Lisha here with me today. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisha.
Thank you.
All right. And Lisha reached out to me recently about a very intriguing program that she's offering soon, and about a free preview or hors d'oeuvre of the program. And this program is all about healing from childhood trauma, which I just found out Lisha is getting finishing up her PhD in on this topic. So literally a literal PhD. People in you know, I talk about getting my PhD in my line of work, but it's my own version of a PhD. And, you know, I'm the governing body that decides when I've completed
it. I love it.
But you're actually doing this through a university with, you know, other people, you know, all this kind of thing. So good for you for working on that. And especially with this topic, we need more people who are, who really looking into what we need to do to address these issues. So I would love for you to introduce this topic more, to share with us about what went on for you that inspired you to have this much dedication to study this and bring what you found into the world.
Thank you so much. So the movement itself, I really feel it is a movement. It's definitely been a movement in my life since I was a baby. And my focus is to really bring sexual freedom, like a revolution of sexual freedom, to as many people as possible, really the whole world, if I had it my way. Because so many people are sexually abused. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men before the age of 18. And they say those go, you know, down more. So it's like 1 in 2 and 1 in 3, I think, was the last things I read for life. So that's a lot of people that are affected by a disconnection with their womb space, which is why I love your work. And or their lingam or yoni space is what I like to refer to them as. And it's so important, because when we have this beautiful connection, then we can do so much. As you know, we're connected to our creative power. We're connected to our truth. We are connected to our ability to trust ourselves. And when this is a disconnect by no fault of our own, or it never was formed, then it's very challenging to really speak our truth, to stand in our worth and our value, and to enjoy sex and have fantastic orgasms and really connect with somebody in that way, which I believe is one way to bring heaven to earth. My mission is to help people heal this wound and understand what normal is from a perspective of being a survivor, and really reclaim this central power within themselves.
Oh, boy, this is not the first big sigh of relief I've had today. And so thank you for giving us that you would speak so eloquently about this and work so diligently towards healing these wounds. I'm curious, can you tell us a little bit of your personal healing journey around this that got you started with, I need to study how to heal this and become, you know, an expert on this so that I can help the world heal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my childhood, I was abused. I was sexually abused by multiple people. And I've definitely had clients that have had much worse cases than me. I had more molestations and less rape and penetration. But that in itself, like even one incident, even 15 minutes, can change a person's life completely. So my life was changed multiple times. I came out of the ordeal, not being connected with myself, not feeling pure, feeling dirty. I had bulimia. I had cancer, cervical cancer in my 20s. I had adrenal failure, PTSD, depression, suicide, dysfunctional marriage, communication. I felt crazy. I wasn't connected. Now, luckily for me, I turned in one of my abusers when I was 13 and began getting help, counseling. And so that counseling, although it's great and dandy, it kind of made me feel more broken. And as you know, as aware beings, like when you feel broken, it's really hard to feel whole, right? You're constantly on the search. So as I walked through cancer, I met a naturopathic doctor. I lived in Boulder, Colorado. I grew up there. And Nancy Rao, who literally saved my life. And she went inside of me each week for almost a year, doing different tinctures and different herbs. And I healed it naturally. And I had a Reiki artist and herbologist working with me. And we had a medical doctor working with us as well, doing all the colposcopies and tests and everything.
This was for the cervical cancer.
So I was 21. Yep. And they told me, like, you'll never have kids, all this stuff. I have two beautiful daughters now. But what we did is we started healing that, now I know it as epigenetic connection to my womb space, to my vagina, to my labia. And that began this process. Now through it, I didn't know about my nervous system and adrenal function. So later I got to learn about that. And I was teaching yoga and I was living super healthy. And all of a sudden I went from like running 6 miles a day, and I was living in Marin County at this time in California, and like up the mountain, to literally I couldn't walk. And I gained about 20 pounds. And so my adrenals had just failed. So a major event happened when I was 11 and I just didn't recover from it. My body, my whole nervous system just was under attack. So once we got that healed and I learned how to reset my nervous system, I fell into depression. I fell into a bad relationship. I fell into, I had tried to commit suicide when I was 13, and those thoughts perpetuate to this day. And I didn't know how to deal with them. I didn't know what was right, what was wrong. And so I started really studying sexuality and in my 20s and forming this relationship with my womb, with my nervous system, with nutrition, with caring for myself and self-care. And as I really trained people in self-care and love and self-honoring and knowing themselves and healing, I just kept attracting myself, you know, and people that had been through some sort of sexual trauma, and now we're here. I just kept studying it.
And here we are. So, okay. You know, I was going to have some burning questions about this. I warned you, and thank you for giving a pause for me to jump in with some of those. I want to go back to, you know, you described the process where you were healing from cervical cancer and the epigenetics in your womb space. You talked about epigenetics in the labia and the vaginal canal, but I'm assuming that you also mean the epigenetics in the cervix itself. And I wonder if, for those who are not familiar with the term epigenetics, or maybe they are, but don't have as, you know, of a developed understanding of it as we might, could you share more what you mean about that?
Yeah, so to just make it super simple, basically our thoughts and our beliefs affect our what DNA, how our DNA reacts. So what genetics are turned on and what are turned off. Of course, we're working with whatever our family gave us, right? Mm-hmm. And so we can live really healthy way and have like positive firings, or we get autoimmune diseases, which is really common for sexual abuse survivors. We get biochemical, so mental depression, mental illness. We get emotional instability. Yeah, and that throws off our connection with God and source and spirituality. And of course, it affects all of our relationships. It affects our ability to earn money. It affects our ability to really live our purpose and trust our truth and speak our truth. And it gets in the way of regular life craziness, which happens to us all.
Right. It diminishes our ability to function and respond to just normal life challenges, regular life challenges. But for you at that moment, you were discovering how it was actually affecting the cells of your cervix.
Yeah. So cancer and adrenal failure were my first ahas to that. Uh-huh. And then later, like really helping myself work through PTSD. I used to have very crippling PTSD, like in a restaurant in the corner shaking. Like it was so embarrassing. And I never knew when it was going to hit. So I was kind of like, hi, my name is Antika. This is my middle name now, but I went by it for 20 years. My name is Antika, and I, you know, nice to meet you. When I was a kid, blah, 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 right? It was like, and they were like, what? But I felt like I needed to do it, like explain myself so I didn't look crazy.
Uh-huh.
When I was going to have an attack, because you don't have control over that when it happens. So I really spent probably 10 years, a decade at least, learning how to work through and work with PTSD, which is really one reason why I'm working with sex and sexuality and defining sex for itself right now. Because I realized that when I worked with PTSD and not against it, it went away.
Uh-huh. Oh, burning questions. Okay. So first of all, you worked with the naturopath with the cervical cancer. Were you working with that same naturopath with the adrenal fatigue as well?
No, I had MDs and regular and another naturopath actually helped me really put an end to it. And then I had a hybrid MD. Like he was natural. Dr. Vincent was a natural MD, and he helped me reset my pituitary. And then I was working with chiropractors doing network chiropractic and then NERI, so neural emotional reflex integration. And, you know, it was a lot of time and a lot of effort. So I've cultivated in my Amazing You program, and now Paradise Awaits, what I'm calling the program of this event. I incorporate a lot of that we can do for ourselves in these programs. So you don't have to go out to reset your nervous system to really learn how to relax, learn how to be happy, learn how to trust, which is a growing experience.
Right. It's so important. And so many people are searching for help with that. You know, we're starting to really recognize that, oh, how I feel and how things get disrupted and disorganized for me and my anxiety attacks and all of this is because of trauma. And it's a continued ongoing trauma response. And how can I reprogram myself for that? So you're talking about a variety of modalities here. And it sounds like that last one that you just said that you did with where you were talking about different kinds of chiropractic, it sounds like you learned self-care techniques from that. Did you become a practitioner of that modality at some point or what?
You know what? I left that up to my mom.
Huh.
Gave her that one. I said, Mom, you go become a doctor of chiropractic. I'm going to focus over here on psychology.
So you went and studied psychology in college.
Yeah.
And all of this motivated you to continue your studies and get your PhD. And so I'm curious, are you including studying these kinds of body-centered modalities? I mean, you know, you're
shamanic or body practices are really important. I did a lot of yoga, so I've been teaching and training yoga teachers for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I even wrote a book about the Bible and the Yoga Sutras, and so we utilize a lot of that. For this particular program, it's more about defining things for yourself and really reclaiming your power of choice, because as a child, you weren't given a power of choice, right? You were actually stripped from it. And over time, it shows up everywhere. There hasn't been a place in my life or my clients' lives that doesn't really rear its ugly face. And so how do we reclaim that? And as we do that, we work through techniques that they can do, or I'd refer them to a naturopath, or if they need some herbs or chiropractic or something like that to help support this, I'd refer them out to somebody that has spent their 20 years on that topic.
Right. And so when you're talking about your clients, are these, therapy clients? Did you get your counseling degree at some point along the line?
Actually, I went into coaching. So psychology, leads me to therapy and diagnostics and stuff, but I really think outside of the box. And for me, I think I have a couple different coaching certifications that help me learn how to really ask the right questions and help people just begin to make choices for themselves rather than being told who to be or what to be or how to be. Because when we choose for ourselves, no matter what size, shape, predicament, where you live and stuff, then you can create the life that you desire. When I was going to therapy and even in class and in school, learning all of those modalities, I love them and utilize them in the coaching methodologies that I teach, but they only go so far without personal authority.
Personal authority, meaning being able to connect with your own inner guidance. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And believing
on a high level, or just being able to figure out what you desire and what you want. Many people don't even know what they want. Mm-hmm.
And so that's your focus in your coaching, is to help people reconnect with that and really nourish that and fortify that.
Yes, that, and also helping them figure out what tools work for them for managing whatever symptoms they have. So I've worked with people that had breast cancer or cervical cancer, skin cancer. Those have been my previous clients, but they know that it has to do with sexual abuse, like everything happened from their immune system being low because of this trauma. So how do we reset the nervous system, the immune system, the endocrine system, and then the gravity reflex system to help you trust your choices and be able to even listen to your body, right? We even reseed the soul is one thing that we do too in the whole body, and then connect with the womb. So if you feel like you're pretty much connected in your body and you want to reclaim that sexual choice, then what we're talking about today, the invite for today is going to be a beautiful next step for you. Mm-hmm.
So if someone is having difficulty even connecting with their own body, their own inner authority, they might need to do some preparatory something before.
Yeah, I actually have another program for that. It's called Amazing You. Mm-hmm. And it launches a couple times a year. I bring in new clients. Mm-hmm. I only have so many clients, and there's group, but there's also a very personalized program, one-on-one coaching in my groups, because all of this is so personal and you don't always want to tell your story to everybody. Not everybody is me. Not everybody has this message to come and like bear all, right? Yeah. So that's why really coming and just having a session and incorporating, well, this is coming up and that's coming up, or I had this flashback, or I'm nervous about this, or I'm scared about that. How do I deal with my emotions? We work through that. We embrace it. We find the tools that work for you. I have a huge toolbox. Some of them have worked for me. Others haven't, but they work for my clients, which is really cool. And so we just kind of put them all out there and I say, hey, try this, 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 and this, or what calls to you? And then they move through it and they're like, whoo, I feel free.
Beautiful. And so do you only work with clients who have been sexually abused?
You know what? No. Because anybody who's called to work with me comes to me, right? And there's always a reason. And it doesn't always have to be sexual abuse that brings you there. It can be just a defining desire for confidence. A lot of my clients come to me initially because they're seeking an awareness, an internal confidence, because they've been seeking that outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a deeper connection with that inner mm-hmm. authority, that inner guidance, and having trust and confidence in that. That's very similar to the work that I do, because connecting with the womb, as you spoke about so eloquently, definitely nurtures that and helps us reconnect with that.
So, absolutely, which is why I was so honored to be on your show.
Yeah. So tell
us. Aligned.
Yay. Well, I'm honored to have you here. So tell us a little bit more about this upcoming program. I guess you're having a free introductory event, because this is a new program that you're offering. And so you're going to have this introductory event. And tell us about that.
So I'm really excited about this, because it has been my heart's desire forever. And I believe that in the root cause of things. And I haven't come across a program yet that specifically addresses really reclaiming our right to personal intimacy. So it's called Reclaim Intimacy, this free event, and allowing you to explore your own sexuality from a standpoint of it being taken from you. Right. And there's so much out there, like, oh, learn how to orgasm and connect this and connect to that and toys and all these things. But none that I have found yet are very specific and designed to help you through the process of understanding what it means to be a survivor of sexual abuse and how to heal that completely. And the only way to heal something completely, and for me and anyone else I've ever really talked to, is through it, right? So we have the symptoms of the PTSD and the depression and the low self-esteem and the bad relationships and not making enough money and the lack and the survival mode, and then the autoimmune diseases, and cancer is one of them, and all this stuff, bulimia, body image dysmorphia, all this stuff that can come up from this one root cause. So if we go and treat the one root cause instead of all the symptoms, I believe that we are going to have freedom. So that's what I want to bring to all of the people. And so it's actually like the first part of this program is going to be pretty fun. We're going to talk about some juicy things. We're going to talk about, the two different extremes that a lot of sexual abuse survivors go to, and helping them find their own frequency, their own sexual age, and then bringing together couples and some fun and flirty things, turning themselves back on for more fulfilling orgasms, and learning how to surrender and relax, and learning how to connect with the womb space and manifest and create. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know how much, this will be my first time doing a 9-day live event. So it's an hour a day. It's going to be in private groups. So I have a group for women and one for men. And
wait, hold on a second.
We're going to have super fun.
So mm-hmm. The 9-day thing, is that the free intro, or that's the whole?
Yeah.
That's the
free intro? That's the free intro.
Wow, the free intro is a 9-day live event, and how starting on did you say
February 15th?
Okay, and so will there be live Zoom calls each day or Facebook?
So I'm actually going to utilize Facebook's platform. Mm-hmm. I'll be on Zoom, but I'm going to utilize Facebook platform and two groups that I'm in. So, but when you sign up, I'll share with you the links to the group. So it makes it easy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm going to go in and I'm going to do some teaching and some live coaching if people jump in and say yes. And we're going to just really reconnect. We're going to reclaim our intimacy and our right to intimacy. And then if people want to go further with me, I have a 6-month, 12 module whole program that is my dissertation work.
Gotcha.
That we walk through with a ton of workbooks and a whole bunch of stuff to really juice up things. Reclaim a great sex life.
All right. And so that's what your dissertation is about, like the what you're going to be offering in this 6-month long program that this 9-day juicy sounding introductory hors d'oeuvre, if you will.
I love that word.
Is leading us to this bigger 6-month meal of really devoting ourselves to this transformation and to this healing process. So could you tell us more about what your PhD is about and how this 6-month program is part of the PhD?
Yeah. So the 6-month program is literally my dissertation book. And it's a combination of research that I've studied, other people's study on how the body and nervous system reacts to sexual abuse and different things in different ways, and then how to orgasm, how to do everything that you didn't get to learn in the right frame of mind if you had that right taken away from you, right? And so we're just gonna retrain everything. So I'm like looking for my book here because I have it all written down in nice little notes. And then of course I don't have it in front of me.
Well, but while you look for that, I just want to mention, you know, you're saying all this about sexual abuse survivors, but we can just as easily say that about people who weren't necessarily overtly sexually abused, because the overall environment around sexuality in most of our societies is abusive to sexuality and takes away our natural development of healthy sexuality through just the basic consensual reality that we're all living in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I just want to emphasize that.
Thank you. It
sounds like you'll be talking in this program a lot about sexual abuse. I see the general way that we learn about sexuality, even without being overtly abused, as sexually abusive. Like it's taking our right to choose away. For everyone, doesn't matter what gender you are.
Or sexual orientation, none of that matters.
Any of that, it's just our society and our belief systems and our religions and, you know, even the most progressive spiritualities have traces of this domination-based relational orientation that's abusive to our healthy sexual development and takes it away from us. So, mm-hmm. you know, I, speaking as somebody who was not overtly sexually abused, although I had that in my ancestry. So I, you know, it's you, those effects, if they're not healed in one person's generation, they get carried forward through their children. Right. And mm-hmm. at least that's yeah. my experience and the patterns and the health issues and all of those epigenetic effects.
That's genetics. That's why it's so important to retrain your epigenetics so it doesn't move forward.
Right. So, you know, just a couple generations back, I mean, my, you know, just a couple generations back, it was a mortal secret that you just would never share with anyone about, take mm-hmm. to your grave kind of a thing. And, mm-hmm. but then you're passing that on to your children.
Yeah.
You know, sexual abuse yeah. was a mortal secret. And so then, you know, people who are suffering from some of these ailments that you talked about, that can be something that to look at too, that doing healing around sexual abuse now, you might not be doing it for yourself. You might be doing it for your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as I've learned, and maybe you've experienced this too, but as my mother does healing on herself, mm-hmm. I get the benefits. Yeah. And as I do healing on myself, my kids get the benefits. Mm-hmm. So it's even if they're alive, right? As they're alive. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about some pretty great things. So this program is for survivors. I'm going to talk about what normal, quote unquote, normal is for survivors that isn't normal. So we can reprogram it, right? So they can reclaim their normal. But after that, it's really about probably a lot of things that you teach. You know, how to live in love with your body, how to live a luxurious, sensual life with a relationship with yourself, creating balance in masculine and feminine, and the energy, the positive and negative energy forces that are you, right? Really a lot of self-acceptance, understanding sexuality in general, and that creative energy, right? The second chakra energy, and how to utilize it and mature in it. Cause many people get stagnant in their sexual maturity. Exploring and defining their own sexuality, reclaiming their pleasure and fun. So we're going to do a lot of fun. We're also going to talk about boundaries. A lot of people that have been abused don't know how to set boundaries. Boundaries are still about the other person doing something and not about what you're going to do when something happens. So we talk about that and really setting that up specifically, though, around relationship and sexuality. Magical formulas for triggers that come up because we have different triggers, surrendering to orgasm. We talk about the inner child and really playing. What does it mean to play, to have fun? I know for me, I learned how to play about 7 years ago. I remember I was going through my divorce and my kids and I went down to a park nearby and they put me on the wheel swing and spun around. And I think I laughed for the first time, like really hard, like really giggling. I'm sure I did when I was a kid, but it was really beautiful. So this course is a lot more than just, we're not going to really talk about sexual abuse or your story. Like I'm assuming that you know it, you know what happened. And the first chapter is accepting what was. Now let's do something with it. Now let's reclaim our power. Now let's reclaim our intimacy. Now let's claim our sexual freedom.
Well, I like the sound of how you're talking about starting out with what is normal or healthy for a fully sexually developed person to experience in their sexuality and their creativity. At least that's how I understood what you were saying. And I feel like whether someone has experienced sexual abuse or not, that is very powerful because many of us are living our lives and our sex lives thinking that what we're experiencing is normal and healthy when it might very well not be the fullness of what that could be.
Yeah. Yeah. And I talk also about what's normal for and a little different, but still normal for sexual abuse survivors. Mm-hmm. We don't have to feel broken anymore. We're just normal. It was a little different wiring.
Yeah. It's a normal response for having had that experience. And I bet that's, it's also fairly normal for those of us who, you know, didn't have overt sexual abuse, like I was saying before. May very well, because I've read about sexual abuse survivor, you know, stuff and really related to it. Like I've, you know, from my own training and all of that, I could relate to it. It's like, well, I'm not exempt from having this experience of feeling this way. And oh, what an eye opener to see that this is why, you know, it's ancestral and it's also collective. There's a collective sense of our sexuality being abused by the common agreements and understandings about sexuality and how we're initiated or not initiated, which is mostly
absolutely
at all, yeah. Not given any room to develop and grow and come to full development. And full maturity in our sexuality. It's just supposed to somehow happen behind the scenes in the dark in secret, you know?
And yeah, with people that might not be sexually aware either, not because they didn't want to be, but just because we're not taught it.
Yeah.
So, which is why I'm doing this.
Yes, thank you so much. Oh my goodness, Lisha, I'm so grateful that you came on the show to talk about this. And to share your program, both the 9-day intro hors d'oeuvre and the larger program sound wonderful. And I want to encourage listeners to check it out. We'll be putting links in the show description here so that you can click on over and learn more about it and sign up. Can you tell us a little bit more about, is there more to say about that than what I just said about how people can get in touch with you and sign up?
Not really, but if you want to connect with me on social platforms, it's just Lisha Antica or lishaantica.com or com if it's on Instagram or Twitter or all those places. And you know, feel free to message me. I love hearing from people. And then at lishaantica.com, lishaantiqua.com, right on the front page, I said, start here. And that will lead you into what I'm calling Reclaim Intimacy and an adventure into paradise awaits.
Beautiful. Thanks again, Lisha. Such a delight to have you here and to learn about your work. I feel very blessed. I feel like you're blessing our community with your work and your wisdom. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody. I can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah. And listeners know that if you want to learn more about what's going on in the Womb Centered Healing Temple, you can visit wombcenteredhealing.com and find out more there. All right. That's all for now. Take care until next time.